that saved a wretch like me. Oh, fuck. I didn't hear you come in. Oh, you startled me. I was waiting for you and decided to sing a few hymns to pass the time. I'm not surprised you don't recognize me. I'm new here. I moved to town a couple days ago and have been looking to join a new church. I wanted to come introduce myself, and honestly, it's been far too long since my last confession. I've actually never been to confession. Well, I was raised Anglican, so it's like Catholic light, diet Catholic. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. Have you been part of this parish for long? Oh, so you're pretty new too. I don't really know how this works, and I'm a bit nervous. Do we just, like, pop into the booth and I bare my entire soul? Or are you even available to listen to my confession? Oh, wow, you'd make time for me? That's really kind. Okay, so I guess we just... Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Is that right? What? Oh, sorry. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my first confession. These are my sins. I've committed the sin of lust. Every day. Multiple times a day. I can't stop, Father. I have so many filthy fantasies and I can't control myself. I feel this heat and wetness between my legs. And my nipples get so hard, they ache. And the only thing I can think about is how it would feel to have a man's rough palms grazing them, squeezing them, slapping my tits until they're covered in beautiful crimson marks. And God help me, no matter what I'm doing, I have to sneak away and masturbate over and over until finally that need is satisfied. Even right now, Father, as I sit over here, breathing in the scent of this church and the smell of your cologne, I feel it. I wore a sundress to come to confession so I could slip it up over my thighs and stroke myself through my panties. Which is what I'm doing right now, Father. Does it offend you? Would you cast me out of this booth and out onto the street? Call me a slut and a sinner and tell me I'm going to hell? Or would you do what you're doing right now? Listen to me telling you about my carnal desires and strain to find a comfortable position to sit with that thick erection of yours? Father, would you like to stroke your cock? You could, you know. Unzip those straining slacks and let your cock fall out into your hand. Wrap your fingers around the shaft and squeeze. No one would ever know. Only you and I. Even the eyes of God are hidden here, right?